Aloha and welcome to the Maui's Home podcast. Today's May 10th, 2018, and today's podcast is dedicated to St. Damian the Wooster. Today in the Hawaiian Islands and in the Catholic Church, we celebrate the feast of St. Damian the Wooster. And please click on the second segment in the same podcast to listen to the biography of Father Damian of Molokai. Mahalo for listening, and God bless you. Biography, Father Damian of Molokai. Joseph de Wooster, the future Father Damian, was born at Tremelo in Belgium, January 3, 1840. When his oldest brother, Pamphile, entered the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, his father planned that Joseph would take charge of the family business. Joseph, however, decided to become a religious himself. In 1859, he entered the Novitiate in Louvain and took the name of Damian. In 1863, his brother, who was supposed to leave for the mission in the Hawaiian Islands, became ill. Damian obtained permission from the Superior General to take his place. He arrived in Honolulu on March 19, 1864. And was ordained to the priesthood on May 21st, 1864. He was assigned to the island of Hawaii to begin his pastoral ministry. At that time, the Hawaiian government decided on a measure at stopping the spread of leprosy by deporting those thought to be infected to a peninsula surrounded by the ocean on three sides and a very high mountain cliff on the other. A place of exile known as Kaulapapa on the island of Molokai. A plea was made by those abandoned for a priest or minister to come to the aid of their spiritual needs. Bishop Louis Magritte spoke to the priest about the problem. Several volunteered to go for a few months. Damian was the first to leave on May 10, 1873. At his own request and that of the residents of Kaulapapa, who were afflicted with leprosy, he remained definitely on Molokai. He brought hope to this hell of despair. He became a source of consolation and encouragement for his flock by becoming the doctor of their souls and of their bodies without distinction of race or religion. He gave a voice to the voiceless and built a community where they discovered new reasons for living. That once lawless place had now become a place where the law of love prevailed. After he himself contracted the disease in 1885, Damian was able to identify completely with them with the words, "We lepers." Father Damian became a witness of the love of God for his people. His strength came from the Eucharist, as he himself wrote. It is at the foot of the altar that we find the strength we need in our isolation. It is there that he found for himself and for those he served the support and encouragement, the consolation and the hope that made him the happiest missionary in the world, a servant of God and a servant of humanity. Father Damian died on April 15, 1889, having served 16 years among the patients with leprosy. His mortal remains were transferred to Belgium in 1936, where he was interred in the crypt of St. Anthony's Chapel, the Church of the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary at Louvain. His fame spread to the entire world. In 1938, the process for his beatification was introduced at Malines, Belgium. Pope Paul VI signed the decree of the heroics of his virtues on July 7, 1977. In Father Damian, the Church proposes an example to all those who find sense for their life in the gospel and who wish to bring the good news to the poor of our time. In 1995, Father Damian was beatified by Pope John Paul II in Brussels. On October the 11th, 2009, Pope Benedict XVI raised Father Damian to the rank of sainthood. Saint Damian's feast is May 10th. Saint Damian prayer. Damien, brother on the journey, happy and generous missionary, who loved the gospel more than your own life, who for love of Jesus left your family, your homeland, your security and your dreams. Teach us to give our lives with joy like yours, to be in solidarity with the outcast of our world, to celebrate and contemplate the Eucharist as the source of our own commitment. Help us to love to the very end, and in the strength of the Spirit, to persevere in compassion for the poor and forgotten, so that we might be good disciples of Jesus and Mary. Amen.